Well, I picked up your tape yesterday and really did enjoy it. Seemed like you did a real good job of recording it. I really did like it. Sounded like everything Freona was doing all right. I thought you did a real good job of recording the tape. Seemed like Mother did a real good job. And Daddy did a real fine job. I really did appreciate everything he had to say. And it's just good to hear his voice. I thought Kay did a good job. Seemed like when Janet and Clyde got on the tape, that it seemed to be real garbled. I don't know whether it was due to the fact that they didn't hold the microphone the right distance from their mouth, or whether it was the volume, where they had the volume set. But it was all real good, I thought. Sounded like you had a lot of fun recording it. And you'll have to hang with me here while I'm trying to experiment and see which is the best way to do this, whether holding the microphone up close to my mouth or backing it off a good distance. I think I've about got it figured out, but you'll have to hang with me and I'll figure it out a little as time goes on. You picking up your recorder, I feel like it'd be better if you did get your recorder. I don't know whether it's good for my recorder to be playing back a tape that's been taped on an electric recorder or not. You might find out and ask some questions and find out if it does hurt this recorder, if it doesn't, and either way, I don't think it'd hurt, but you need to do something and play back your tapes, because some of them are really garbled and I can't understand what they're trying to say. I don't think $30 is a lot of money to spend on a good tape recorder. You'll be able to use it all your life, and since both Kay and I do have a recorder, well, we should be able to send tapes from now on. I'll try to tell you a little bit about my tape recorder. It's called a National tape recorder. It can either be played with batteries or AC 110 volts. Since the electricity over here does fluctuate so much, I'm not going to try to record any by electricity unless I can find a real good day where it's pretty steady. Besides being a tape recorder, it also has a radio in this little unit. It's a real small unit. It has a radio where you can pick up some of the local stations around here. Most of them are Vietnamese, but at night I think I'll be able to pick up Da Nang, and sometimes even possibly pick up Saigon. Well, anyway, it's a pretty good tape recorder, and I'm real proud of it, and I'll be glad to use it up for you. I may have to get you to send me some batteries for it, but I'll let you know more about that later. I think the ones I've got should last me a good while. You might could pick you up a tape recorder at some discount house. Maybe up there in Lubbock at that discount house that we went to, I'm sure you could probably find you a pretty good tape recorder up there. Kay coming to Freona, I hope you really enjoyed her. I'm sure she enjoyed being there. I'm sure she enjoyed herself just as much as y'all enjoyed her, so I'm glad she could come, and I hope she gets to go back soon. Alice said she kind of warned me about Kay coming to Freona. She says whenever she goes up there, they have a tendency to kind of spoil her. I'm sure she's probably right, but I guess that's all right. Too bad about Dale Mormon and his attitude. You never did say whether you got his address or not. It never did give it to me. If you could get it, I'd try to write him some letters and cheer him up a little bit. I know he could probably use it, and it'd be pretty good for me too to correspond with him. I'd like to know how he's doing. Your hearing from me, I guess you didn't enjoy that letter and even that tape that I sent to you, the last one anyway. Wasn't a whole lot of good news on there, but I guess those things have to have to happen sometimes, seems like. I don't feel like it'd be happening again. But I'll be telling you everything that happens so you can trust that I will. I'm glad you got to call the dance. You'll have to do it again sometime up at Earth and find out how Dale is. And I'd like to have his address, too. You mentioned something about all the guys having the same APO numbers. If you'll send me all of those addresses and possibly their location, too. Just by looking at their address, I can't tell where they're located in Vietnam. But if you don't know where they're located, go ahead and send me the addresses, and I can go over here to our catalog, and maybe I can find out where each one of these units is located. See, they can't put their location down there because these units move around a lot, and that's the reason that they don't have the location in their address. But if you will send me all the addresses of all the guys you'd like for me to look up, and there's not a very good chance that I'll be able to find all of them, but maybe I can look up one or two of them if they're right around here real close. Or at least I'll know where they're at, and if I'm ever there, well, I can look them up. I'm glad you did find electric blanket for me. I appreciate that a whole lot. And might be best that you did get the new one, because you never can tell. That old one might have conked out as soon as I got it, and I'd really be in bad shape over here. Well, you kind of pulled my leg there about the Woodards thinking Kay was Paula. I kind of suspected that, because I didn't think that. I felt like they could probably tell the difference, and they knew that Kay wasn't Paula. But you thought you had me going there for a little while anyway, I guess. About sending the jelly from the plums, I don't guess it'd be necessary. You could, you might send one small jar if you'd like. We could probably do away with it. I might take it over in the chow hall and leave it on one of the tables and surprise some of the guys that come in to eat. McKinney sounded like they were all doing fine. It sure was good to hear Brother Mac and Sadie on the tape. I guess they enjoyed their trip down to Friona, and I hope they didn't mind bringing Kay with them. Brother Mac never did say, so I don't know how he felt about it. I guess Kay had quite a bit of junk to carry back with her. I don't feel like Mac minded taking all that stuff with him. She really enjoyed the trip with them, so I hope they enjoyed the trip with her. About sending the packages, I wish you wouldn't tell me everything you're sending me. That takes all the surprise away from it. So just go ahead and keep sending the packages, but don't tell me, and then it'll be a big surprise for me, and I won't know what's in them whenever I get them. I was real glad to hear Daddy get on the tape recorder there twice. He got on the tape recorder each night there. I believe he was on a Saturday night and a Sunday night. He did real good, I thought, and I really do appreciate any news that he has to tell me. Even if he doesn't have any news, it's just good to hear his voice. He expressed himself real well, and I really did appreciate his getting on the tape recorder there. Hope he enjoyed Kay. She sure does like old Pop, and I guess he likes her pretty well too. They seem to have a lot of fun together, and she really does thank a lot of Daddy. Tell Clyde and Janet hello for me, and tell him watch out for all those helicopters flying around out there. I guess it's still pretty dry over there. If he could just move his land over here, I don't think he'd have any problem with the moisture. Too bad about old Judge. I guess he'll be down and out for a while, but maybe he'll be back up and chasing them coons here pretty soon. I hope all the crops are looking real good. Crops over here are looking real good. Cotton's not doing too good. Oh, I'm sorry. the rice isn't doing too good in some spots, but I guess they'll all make out. They got a few bomb craters in the middle of a few of the paddies, but other than that, they're doing pretty good. Janet, she expressed several times how much fun she had with Kay. I'm sure Kay had just as much fun with her. And sounded like Janet's having a lot of trouble with her washing machine. Must be some kind of three-ring circus out there with the kitties and all the other things going on. Well, I'm sure it'll be a time in her life she can remember back. About Carmen and her son, Raymond, I'd like for you to send him a package instead of sending me one. I'm sure he could use it, and he probably doesn't get very many. But if you will, try to find out where he's located, and I'll do my best to look him up. If he does happen to be here in Fubai or up in Way, maybe we can get together sometime, and he can fix up a tape and on my recorder, and he can send it home. I guess Grandma and Grandpa are still up and running around a lot. You mentioned the fact that they had been to Arkansas and that they were back in Port Arthur. Sure is good to see that they can get out and still run around like they have been. I hope you and Daddy will be able to get up and move as much as they do at their age. I guess Howard and Evelyn are doing all right. I guess Jenny's just about due. That new addition to their family. I'm sure Howard and Evelyn are looking forward to that with great anticipation. I did get one letter from them. I wrote and asked them to send me some taffy, and Evelyn never did write me back, so she might have gotten kind of mad at me. Joan did write me back. She's kind of silly. She's about that silly age. But I wrote her a silly letter back, so I'll probably be hearing from her any time now. Well, got in kind of late last night. Last night was Saturday night. Everybody seemed to have a date, and we didn't get in till about 1 or 2 o'clock. We was out on the town. No, I mean, that was 2 months ago. Last night was Saturday night. We didn't do much. We just kind of sat around the hooch here. Well, there's not a whole lot to do over here. Today was Sunday. I had to fly this morning. We had medevac this morning. We went out and picked up two WIAs, which is wounded in action. They were civilians. They were Vietnamese. So I didn't get the chance to go to church this morning, but I'm planning on going tonight. It's about 7 now, and church starts at 7:30, so I'll be having to cut it off here pretty quick, and I'll record the other side later on tonight and try to get it in the mail tomorrow. I think I told you about Don Robbins, the boy that was at Pensacola. He was married, and I run around with him quite a bit, and they did go to church there at Warrington. He's here. He flies the 46s. He's going to church with me, and I talked this other boy into going with me. His name is Al Bell. He's from Texas, too, but he's not a member of the church. I'll probably be working on him in the near future. I didn't pick me up a watch while I was in Okinawa. I didn't see anything I liked. I did bring my old watch, the one I got whenever I graduated from high school. It keeps real good time, so I ain't worried about a watch right now. It keeps good time, so there's not any sense in buying a new watch. I don't need any more sheets. I've got 3 or 4 now. I've scrounged around, and so I'm not hurting for sheets at all right now. I don't have any big needs, I don't guess. If you really want to send some more stuff, you could send some of that popcorn. I don't know whether you're familiar with the kind that that Kay sent or not. It's the kind that it's in a little aluminum pan, and it's got a handle on it. It's got a cover on it, and all you do is just put it on a hot pad and shake it, and it pops, and then it expands. The aluminum foil expands, and then you just tear open the aluminum foil, and it's already there, ready to eat. If you're not sure about it, well, just hold up on it, and I'll explain more more about it later. I really did like the cashew nuts. Not too much on bean dip, so I don't guess it would be necessary to send any more bean dip. I'm sure some of the guys will take care of it, though. I really did like your the cookies, the cherry cookies and the peanut butter cookies. You might try that again sometime. I think I told you I give most of that candy away to a mama-san. She takes it home to the baby-sans. She gets a real big kick out whenever we give her stuff like that, and I'm sure the baby-sans like it quite a bit, too. I hope y'all get to go to Lubbock and see Pat Boone and the fair. It's been a good while since I've gotten to go to the fair at Amarillo or Lubbock. I used to always look forward to that every year, it seemed like, whenever we'd go up there to the Ice Follies. And I hope I can go back sometime. Just wondering about that joke. What comes in the world, speaks loud and soft, and then dies. I've thought about it quite a bit, but I'm not going to tell you what I thought. So you'll just have to send me the answer. You were wondering about the church over here. I'll try to tell you a little bit about it. It's what it is. It's just Protestant services, I think is what they call it. We have a chaplain here that carries out the services. It's a pretty normal service as to what we have in the church. Some of the boys participate, like leading the singing, and but we don't get to have a communion services. But other than that, it's pretty normal. It lasts about an hour. And usually he has a pretty good message to deliver. The last time I went, he had a real good lesson. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Well, it looks like this side of the tape's about to run out, so I'll try to shut it off and get to church and tape more later.